Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today. Well, the time has come, as it so often does on Fridays, to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That means we've got four soundbites lined up to play for you. All you need to do is listen and then get ready to vote. You can pick your, you can vote for your pick for Soundbite of the Week for whatever reason you have. You may find it remarkable. You never heard it before. You've heard it before, but you want to hear it again. It's something you agree with or disagree with. Your reasons are your own. All we ask that you do is simply listen and then vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now, the best vote on this Friday afternoon gets the LPR bundle package, and I have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. pen, travel mug, and bumper sticker. And you vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. You can also vote by sending us a tweet, Issues ETC, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Phone callers get to vote first. Here's soundbite number one, Terry Mattingly, recently on the program, talking about Oprah's religious success.
Oprah is essentially a mainline Protestant now in the way she views the world and in the heart of her message. In an age where seminaries graduate more people with degrees in counseling than they do in an MDiv, this therapeutic approach to religion is now normative, in many cases even in evangelicalism. You could make a case that Oprah Winfrey was the only successful liberal mainline Protestant in the last 25 years. In other words, her view of religion, it sells well at the mall. It works well as a consumer item, but it doesn't put people with children in pews on Sunday morning. The success of the main line, and at the same time, it's the product they can't seem to sell in their pulpits, in their pews, and at their altars. But it works for Oprah.
That's soundbite number one. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-MY-I-E. Talk back at issuesetc.org or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two, Pastor Jonathan Fisk on the real ultimate story.
Humanity, created by God, rebelled against him, and he cursed us to death. And yet, the majesty and glory of God is not justice but mercy. So from the moment of cursing, he made a promise that he would fix it through a seed born of woman. That happened in time and space through the man Jesus Christ, who, as the Lamb who would be slain for the sins of the world, the atoning sacrifice, died on a cross, rose from the dead, appeared to many, and sent his church to proclaim this to the ends of the earth so that more and more and more might believe until the day he comes again to take us all to a totally redeemed world where sin no longer reigns nor thorns infest the ground.
Now that was soundbite number two. If you think it should be soundbite of the week, just send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or give us a call, 1-877-623-MY-I-E. Soundbite number three is from Wesley Smith, talking about the lesson we should learn from the life and death of Jack Kevorkian.
The fact that people were unable to actually prevent him for nearly 10 years until he did get a little bit ahead of the cycle by filming himself lethally injecting Thomas Yoke and then immediately running to 60 Minutes with the video to play on the television. And people finally saw, wait a minute, this isn't about suffering, it's about Kevorkian. But until then, he had basically created for himself, by several juries refusing to convict him of what he had clearly done, a license to assist suicides. And he showed that, I think, in today's society, there is a practical unwillingness often to actually stand up for principles in the face of intense emotional narratives. The emotional narrative is the driver of society today, not principle, not right and wrong, not even law, emotion. And Jack of Orkian caught that, and he ran with it. And I think he pushed it along further than it might otherwise have gone.
That's soundbite number three, Wesley Smith, on the lessons we should learn from Jack Kevorkian. Now get ready to vote for soundbite of the week, because soundbite number four, then your vote. Soundbite number four comes this week from Pastor Hans Feeney. He's talking about the problem with a quote-unquote youth pastor.
Do you have a situation where a pastor says, all right, I'm overworked, I have too much stuff, and I can't do it all, we need to bring in another pastor? Everyone in the congregation knows that this is the situation. They know why the new pastor is coming on, is the senior pastor can't do everything. And then all of a sudden the youth see that this new pastor who comes on, well, he doesn't preach all that often. He maybe preaches once a month. He never is going to be preaching on Christmas Eve, Easter Sunday, kind of the bigger days of the church year as they would recognize them. He's not the one who's leading elders' meetings, things of this nature. But now that it's the new pastor who comes along, is the one who ultimately is taking them on youth trips, teaching confirmation, and the senior pastor doesn't do those things anymore. And ultimately, the impression I fear that gives is that there's really kind of two categories of pastors here that sort of use a high school sports metaphor, that you're dealing with the varsity pastor and the junior varsity pastor, and the senior pastor would be the varsity pastor who does kind of the really important stuff. And the junior varsity pastor does the stuff that's not as important, and if you happen to fall into the category of stuff that's not as important, it's very hard to avoid giving youth the impression that if their pastor is the junior varsity shepherd, that they aren't somehow the junior varsity sheep.
All right, that's soundbite number four, Pastor Hans Feeney on the problem with a youth pastor. It's time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. This break coming up is a great time for you to give us a call and vote. 1-877-623-6943. We're coming to you live this Friday, June the 10th, playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943. You vote by phone, you get to vote first. 1-877-623-MYIE. We're also giving away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote for Soundbite of the Week. And I Have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. You can also vote by sending us an email right here in real time. talkback@issuesetc.org. talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet @issuesetc. Or we've left space for you to vote for Soundbite of the Week at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc. If you're not already a friend of Issues Etc., a fan of Issues Etc., at our Facebook fan page, one click of a button will make you a fan. You can join the 5,700 plus that are already there at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. So what should it be? Soundbite number one, Terry Mattingly on Oprah's religious success. Soundbite number two, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, the real ultimate story. Soundbite number three, Wesley Smith on the lessons learned from Jack Kevorkian. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Hans Feeney on the problem with a youth pastor. Your votes, soundbite of the week, after this.
Thursday doesn't even start, it's Friday, I'm in love.
Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church. Casting Christ's net on the Internet. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The Concordia Catechetical Academy presents its annual symposium on catechesis in Waukesha, Wisconsin, June 15th through the 17th. This year's theme, the third article of the Creed, the person and work of the Holy Spirit. Pastors Peter Bender, Christopher Esket, Peter Scare, Rick Stuckwish, and Dean Taylor make presentations on private confession and absolution, Jesus' catechesis on the Holy Spirit, and what it means to confess one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Register online at peacesussex.org.
How does error find its way into the Church? I've written an article in the latest edition of the online Issues Etc. journal titled From Exception to Rule, How Error Replaces Truth in the Church, and we'll send it to you for free. Just send your name and email address to journal@issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Jordan Cooper details his journey from Calvinism to Lutheranism. The latest Issues Etc. journal, journal@issuesetc.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Last 10 minutes of the program on this Friday afternoon devoted entirely to your votes for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. So I need to hear from you. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, June the 10th. Phone callers get top priority in the voting. 1-877-623-6943. It doesn't mean their votes count anymore. It just means we take their votes first. 1-877-623-6943. You can also vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, via Twitter, @issuesetc, or right there at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. We got soundbite number one, Terry Mattingly, on Oprah's amazing religious success. Soundbite number two, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, telling the real ultimate story. Soundbite number three, Wesley Smith, on the lessons learned from Jack Kevorkian. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Hans Feeney, the problem with a youth pastor. Our first voter sent his vote via an MP3, and here it is.
This is Scott in Altamont, Illinois. I'm voting for soundbite number one because I find it entertaining that Terry Mattingly might make the case that Oprah is the only successful mainline Protestant. On the surface, I can see why he said that. However, the term mainline Protestant implies association with the Church. If you define success as completion of a mission, what is the mission Christ set forth in the Church? It's believing that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to Jesus Christ, and therefore going out, discipling all nations by baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things he taught. Mainline Protestants have done a poor job of that in recent, well, centuries, avoiding at all costs the real ultimate story, which, by the way, was expertly condensed by Pastor Fisk, and that soundbite is worthy of honorable mention. Oprah has successfully become the world's first female billionaire by tickling the ears of her television audience and in the same stroke leading the liberal charge against the mission of Christ's Church. She has the perfect system for getting the results she's been getting. However, I don't think the mainline Protestants do what they do for the same reasons that Oprah does what she does. Soundbite number one gets my vote.
All right. Thank you very much. And thanks for that vote. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Playing Issues Etc. soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon. 877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet @issuesetc or vote at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Robert in Sioux Falls, South Dakota says, I vote for Wesley Smith. That would be soundbite number three. The idea that the emotional narrative is the driving force fits not only people's response to Dr. Kevorkian, but practically all other aspects of our culture. Robert, thanks you very much for listening in South Dakota, smartest listeners in radio. Elizabeth in Stratford, Missouri says, my vote is for Pastor Fisk. While I liked all of the sound bites, how could I not vote for the one proclaiming the gospel? Elizabeth, thank you very much for listening in Missouri. See, that's another good reason to vote for Soundbite of the Week. Tamara in Fort Wayne, Indiana, has this vote. She says, I vote for Hans Feeney. The way the youth will feel when they are relegated to the JV team was spot on. Plus, let's be honest, his Lutheran satire videos are hilarious. Yes, they are, Tamara. Thanks for listening in Fort Wayne. Charlie listens in Accident, Maryland. He says, penultimately, that's an interesting way to begin a vote. I don't think we've ever had a vote that began with the word penultimately. Let's proceed. Penultimately, I would say that I really enjoyed Pastor Fisk's whole discussion of the real ultimate story that was and was glad that I wasn't the only one that saw all the fantastic Christology in the Thor movie. What's not to love about the son of the All-Father sacrificing his life to save people that are practically strangers to him, and then giving up any hope that he ever has of being with the woman he loves so that he can save the lives of an entire world of people that hate him. But ultimately, he says, here's the ultimate. Ultimately, I have to say that you can't use ultimately six times in a sentence with only four subordinate clauses without earning my respect. Because of this, my vote goes to Pastor Feeney, ultimately. Thank you very much, Charlie. Thanks for listening in Maryland. Let's see what Eric has to say. He says, while I love Wesley Smith and his opinions and insight, number two is the one. The message is the one that we need to proclaim. That would be another vote for Pastor Jonathan Fisk. Margie in Lake Stevens, Washington says, I vote for number four from Pastor Feeney. I always have been slightly disturbed with the thought of a specified ministry pastor as somehow being lesser or second-class pastors who were not really given the respect due to a quote-unquote real pastor. Now Pastor Feeney affirms that a pastor designated for a specific ministry really is marginalizing himself, his message, and those he serves. And the congregation that makes this arrangement really is unwittingly saying to all involved that those folks aren't good enough for the varsity and may even really mean go away and play and don't bother us in a way that looks truly pious on the surface, but is merely whitewashed selfishness. Margie, thanks for listening in Lake Stevens, Washington. Still plenty of time for your votes live this Friday afternoon, June the 10th, for Soundbite of the Week and a chance to win the LPR bundle package, an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @issuesetc. Our phone number, 1-877-623-6943 for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. I couldn't miss it if I were trying because it's a big book, just the way children's books are intended to be. This one is the biggest of all books. It's called The Story Bible from Concordia Publishing House, and it's our Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June. This is a story Bible not like the cartoonized, romanticized, cleaned up, sanitized children's Bibles that you're so used to seeing in Christian bookstores. This one tells the true story, the straight story, and is beautifully illustrated. Find out more about the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June, The Story Bible, by going to our website, issuesetc.org. On any page, you'll find a link to The Story Bible. Find out more there. Or call and order The Story Bible for a kid that you know, ages, 3 to 8, is really the target here for The Story Bible. Call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. Ask for The Story Bible, 1-800-325-3040. Jody in Frederick, Washington says she's voting for Terry Mattingly for making sense of the whole problem of therapeutic religion. Jody, thank you very much. In Austin, Texas, Helen says, we are all very, very good. Bless you, my friends. But thank you, Pastor Feeney, for telling it like I believe it is. I don't know where you went from there, Pastor, but I believe this dividing responsibility into tiers may lead youth to desert the church when they go to college because they weren't important enough for the big man to spend any time with them when they were in high school. I've also heard regularly attending and generously supporting singles say, I don't matter. All the senior pastor cares about are the school parents. I have the same opinion about the hospital visitation or the hospice pastor. If the pastor is not a regular part of the living congregation's worship, how are people going to recognize him as their pastor at the end of their life? Very well put, Helen. Thanks for listening in Austin. The winner this week for Soundbite of the Week, your pick, your votes, chose Soundbite number 4. Pastor Hans Feeney, the problem with a youth pastor.
You have a situation where a pastor says, all right, I'm overworked, I have too much stuff, and I can't do it all. We need to bring in another pastor. Everyone in the congregation knows that this is the situation. They know why the new pastor is coming on, is the senior pastor can't do everything. And then all of a sudden the youth see that this new pastor who comes on, well, he doesn't preach all that often. He maybe preaches once a month. He never is going to be preaching on Christmas Eve, Easter Sunday, kind of the bigger days of the church year as they would recognize them. He's not the one who's leading elders' meetings, things of this nature. But now the new pastor who comes along is the one who ultimately is taking them on youth trips, teaching confirmation, and the senior pastor doesn't do those things anymore. And ultimately, the impression I fear that gives is that there's really kind of two categories of pastors here that sort of use a high school sports metaphor, that you're dealing with the varsity pastor and the junior varsity pastor. And the senior pastor would be the varsity pastor who does kind of the really important stuff, and the junior varsity pastor does the stuff that's not as important. And if you happen to fall into the category of stuff that's not as important, it's very hard to avoid giving youth the impression that if their pastor is the junior varsity shepherd, that they aren't somehow the junior varsity sheep.
All right, that's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this Friday afternoon. Pastor Hans Feeney, the problem with a quote-unquote youth pastor. The LPR bundle package goes to Margie in Lake Stevens. If you would email us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org. We'll send out the LPR bundle package to you, Margie. Thanks to everybody who played, everybody who voted. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, consider making a tax-deductible donation this weekend. Make a secure online contribution at our website, issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Just make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. Send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for listening as usual, and thanks for keeping us in mind during the difficult summer months. When you go to church this weekend, please invite your fellow parishioners to listen to Issues Etc. next week, Monday on the program, part three of our four-part weekly series on the Athanasian Creed, this ancient creed that confesses the Trinity, the ins, the outs, the yeses and the noes of the Trinity and the incarnation of Christ. Pastor Will Whedon will be our guest on Monday. Then Tuesday, we'll talk with Dr. Dan Gard of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, about the prophet Elisha. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.